Boss Skaggs having played us into the afternoon. One more time we say hi to Richie from Alchemy, and he's joined by Chez Roloff, who made a radio debut yesterday and now has become a radio star, a sensation, shall we say. So welcome to you both. What the occasion is drinks on the deck. Now, we generally celebrate around about the middle of the month on a Friday with something special from Alchemy. And Richie, what have you concocted today?
So today we're using an agave spirit, so a tequila-style spirit from the Eastern Cape called Araga. And Araga's just come into KZN now, so we're using it to mix up a spicy margarita for summer.
Wow. So, Chez, you have been lucky enough, I suppose, because you have a very lenient boss who turns a blind eye to drinking on duty. Who could that be? And you've been sampling the wonderful margarita special. And what is your verdict?
Well, Dave, I must say this is rather delicious. I'm certainly glad it's Friday afternoonish, because I think one would be enough.
I think one is never enough. No, well, good.
After the first one, the second one.
I'm certainly glad
good.
The tequila worm is not in here, but I believe we not allowed to have tequila worms in the bottles anymore.
Yeah, so they used to put that little worm inside of the mezcal. It was quite a traditional thing to do, but they aren't allowed to do that in Mexico anymore. So what?
Because it's cruel.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, legislation changed.
You know, creatures, sentient beings should only human beings are allowed to immerse themselves liberally in tequila and with impunity.
For sure. So now they dehydrate the worms and they make them into salt. So okay. Maybe not less cruel, but still a good use.
So this is available at Alchemy as we speak.
Yeah, so the Araga is not from Mexico, it's from the Eastern Cape. Agave grows all around South Africa, particularly.
And I believe it grows extremely well in the Cape.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of it. And so a lot in the Karoo, a lot in the Eastern Cape. And these guys are making the spirit to try and replicate as close as possible stylistically Mexican tequila.
And in your opinion, how close is it?
Yeah, it's probably the best example of a South African tequila on the market at the moment, in my opinion.
Now, there are many pundits that say that if you're going to drink alcohol, the healthiest one to drink is tequila.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it has a reputation for good times, you know? So people often say things like, gin makes me cry and vodka makes me do this. I mean, at the end of the day, alcohol...
Well, you know what they used to say in Boxburg? Brandy makes you randy. Yeah. Whiskey makes you frisky. Tequila they couldn't pronounce, so
yeah, right.
They couldn't ever get any further than that.
Well, it makes you happy.
Yeah. I think the thing is alcohol at the end of the day. There's nothing really inside of the spirit that particularly has that effect on you as an individual. But a lot of what is surrounding the context of the drink is what your association with it is. And so tequila historically is something that everybody knows from, like having great nights out with friends and like doing shots around the table and that kind of stuff, you know. So it's that psychological association that makes tequila that happy.
Also fairly low in sugar.
So I mean, they would say perhaps the lowest caloric spirit, but again, through fermentation, literally just the sugar being transformed into ethanol by yeast, neat spirit at around about 40% is pretty much the same from.
So it's essentially a health drink.
Yeah, you could argue that for sure. I mean, with fresh lime as well, it's basically one of your five a day. So.
Well, then I would be a very firm advocate of popping across to Alchemy if you're wanting to end the day on a high. Why don't you pop along and experience for yourself this marvelous creation of Richie's, a Draga made in South Africa tequila, but converted into the most magnificent and ubiquitous margarita. I believe there is a social media post up right now that offers what?
So we are just coming into KZN, this region, with this tequila. And so we're giving away a bottle with the post. When the post goes live of me mixing up the drink, a like, a share, and a follow on Life and Style Radio, on Araga Tequila, and on myself, my Instagram. That will get you an entry into the competition where you can win a bottle of Araga Tequila.
So you know what you've got to do. Just pop onto our social media page on Instagram or Facebook and you will find that post and you will be able to follow the instructions. Very simple instructions. Like and share. Bottom line is you've got to be in it to win it. And I hope that it's you, because from what I can see, Shez is almost on the floor now, having had a wonderful afternoon.
The only thing I can just say is the one thing that the Mexicans did plan ahead was their bottle is square.
Yeah.
So after one bottle, you know why it's square. When you fall down, the bottle doesn't roll away from you.
Okay.
That's a great point. I never thought about that.
That's where we leave it for today. Thanks to my special guest, Richie from Alchemy, and Shez from Radio Life and Style. Don't forget, pop onto the social media platform, find that wonderful clip of Richie mixing up as he does the magic, and hopefully you'll be able to win a bottle of tequila.
Arriba! The passing of time is inevitable.